It took a few days, but now Kevin was standing outside the door of his apartment in Bolmora. Should he unlock it and step in, or ring the doorbell first? What if someone answered? Who would it be? Certainly not Victor. The nameplate said Alderheim. It seemed reasonable to assume that the studio was empty, meaning it would be a place he could rest up after his long journey and ponder his next step in life. He unlocked the door and opened it and found himself facing a stranger. "Who are you?" said Jenny Alderheim.
"I could ask you the same thing," said Kevin.
"I live here," said Jenny.
"Me too, I think."
Kevin looked both kind and surprised, and he had his own key, which was enough for Jenny to ask him to come inside instead of calling for the police. Anyway, she had no phone from which to call. They each took a seat on a wooden chair in the 18-square-meter apartment and told one another about themselves and their relationship to the man who had done them so wrong. When Jenny got onto the topic of her former life and how she had been happiest in a cellar, where she preferred to talk to various works of art on the wall, she heard how silly it sounded. Kevin consoled her by saying that he had once spoken to two people in a rowboat at the entrance to the harbour in Le Havre.
"Monet," said Jenny. Her new acquaintance had just described the prime example of impressionism.
With reverence, it seemed. Kevin nodded, and he told her about the book he'd borrowed from the library in the hopes of sparking a conversation with the great art dealer, and how poorly it went. But the silver lining was that he had become friends with Claude Monet and best friends with Marc Chagall. Jenny was bowled over, not because Chagall was one of her absolute favourites, but because she was sitting here talking about art with an actual human, one who wasn't even dead, or an artist himself, or both. One who responded. Then she heard herself say, "What would you say if I said Harmony in Red?" Kevin smiled.
"Good old Matisse."
Jenny was in love.